So we're going back to talking about Jesus being our bridegroom and us being the bride. And I'm going to read from John 14, verses 3 to 6 now. And when I go away, I'll make a place for you, and I'll come back again, and I will take you to myself that you may be where I am. Now, he was speaking to the disciples when he said this, and he said to them, in the place where I'm going, you know the way. And bless old doubting Thomas, he said, Lord, we don't even know where you're going. How can we possibly know the way? And then Jesus spoke these extraordinary words. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. You see, not all ways are the right way. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is the way. There's no other way. He's the truth. He is the embodiment of truth. You know, lots of religions have truth in them, but they don't have the truth. Jesus is the truth, and he's the life. And in John 5, 11 and 12, it says, God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has that life, and he who does not have the Son does not have that life. The scripture goes on to say, I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Our bridegroom wants us to know that we have this life. God wants us to be absolutely assured, to be fully persuaded, to be convinced of this truth, that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life, and that he is our bridegroom. And then in the same chapter, in verse 14, he says, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he listens to us and he hears us. And because we know that he hears us, we know that we have whatever we have asked of him. He listens to us. He hears us. He wants us to confidently and boldly know that. And then in verse 19 and 20 in the Amplified, it says, we know positively that we are of God, and the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one. That's why we're seeing wars and violence and uncertainty and mixed up people. It's because the world is under the power of the evil one. But we have seen and know positively that the Son of God has actually come to this world and has given us understanding and insight to perceive and come to know better and more clearly him who is the truth. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, and the true God and life eternal. That's a reason to not allow yourself to be anxious and fearful and doubtful, because we know. And he says, whatever you request, you already have. And my request is that all of us, those of us who are hearing this word, that we will have that revelation and that assurance, that we will go through life with the knowledge that we are of Christ, that he is our bridegroom, that we are his bride, and that he is coming back for us. And that's the way we can be sure that we don't allow our hearts to be troubled, to be anxious, to be uncertain about things, but to know for sure, without a doubt, that we are highly favored and deeply loved.